Chapter 10. And in the year 160, Alexandros the Illustrious, son of Antiochus, came up and took Ptolemais. And they admitted him, and he began to reign there. And when King Demetrius heard about this, he gathered together very large forces and marched out to meet him in a war. And Demetrius sent a letter to Jonathan, written in peaceful terms, to pay him honor. For he said,
"Let us be the first to make peace with him, before he makes peace with Alexandros against us. Since he will remember all the wrongs we have done to him, his brothers, and his nation."
And Demetrius gave him authority to gather together forces and equip them with weapons and to become his ally. And he said that the hostages in the citadel should be released to him. So Jonathan went up to Jerusalem and read the letter to all the people. And those in the citadel were struck with fear when they heard that the king had given him authority to gather together a force. And those in the citadel released the hostages to Jonathan, and he returned them to their parents. Then Jonathan dwelt in Jerusalem and began to build and restore the city. And he told the workmen to build the walls and to encircle Mount Zion with square stones for its fortification. And they did so. Then the foreigners who were within the strongholds which Bacchides had built took flight, and each one left his place and departed to his own land. Only in Beth-Zur did some remain of those who had abandoned the law and the ordinances, for they used it as a place of refuge. And King Alexandros heard about the messages which Demetrius had sent to Jonathan. And men described to them the wars and manly deeds of Jonathan and his brothers, and the troubles which they had endured. And he said,
"Shall we ever find another man like him? And now, let us make him our friend and ally."
So he wrote a letter and sent it to Jonathan in these words, saying,
"King Alexandros to his brother Jonathan, greetings. We have heard of you, that you are a mighty warrior and worthy to be our friend. And now we have appointed you today to be a chief priest of your nation, and you are to be called the king's friend, and you are to look after our interests and preserve a friendship with us."
He also sent him a purple robe and a golden crown. And in the year 160, in its seventh month, Jonathan put on the holy raiment at the festival of booths, and he gathered together forces and equipped them with many weapons. And when Demetrius heard about these things, he was distressed and said,
"Why have we allowed Alexandros to get ahead of us by gaining the friendship of the Judeans and, by these means, to strengthen himself? I too will write them conciliatory words and offer dignities and gifts so that they may be an aid to me."
So he sent a message to them in these words,
"King Demetrius to the Judean nation, greetings. We have heard how you have preserved the treaty with us, and have continued in our friendship, and have not gone over to our enemies, and we are glad. And now, continue to keep faith with us, and we will reward you with good things in return for what you do in our behalf. And we will grant you many exemptions, and will bestow gifts upon you. And now, I free you and exempt all the Judeans from the tribute, and the salt tax, and from the crown taxes. And instead of collecting the third of the grain and the half of the fruit of the trees that should be my share, I renounce the right from this day forward. Neither now nor in the future will I collect them from the land of Judah. And as for the poll tax which was to be paid to me by the inhabitants of Judah, and from the three districts annexed to it, from Samaria, and Galilee, and Perea, I exempt you from it today for all time. And let Jerusalem and her territory be holy, and exempt from giving tenths and tolls. I also yield my authority over the citadel in Jerusalem, and I transfer it to the chief priest, in order that he may station in it men of his own choice to guard it. And every Judean soul who has been carried into captivity from the land of Judah into any part of my kingdom, I set at liberty without ransom. And let all their taxes, even those on their cattle, be cancelled. And let all the festivals, and the Sabbaths, and new moons, and appointed days, and the 3 days that precede each festival, and the 3 days that follow, be days of immunity and exemption for every Judean in my kingdom. And let no man have authority to exact payment from them, or to molest any of them about any matter. And let 30,000 Judeans be enrolled in the king's forces, and let allowances be given them, as is due to all the forces of the king. And let some of them be stationed in the king's great strongholds, and of these, let some be given positions of trust in the affairs of the kingdom. And let those who are over them and their chiefs be taken from among them, and let them follow their own laws, as the king has ordered in the land of Judah. And let the three districts which have been annexed to Judah from the country of Samaria be annexed to Judah, so that they may be accounted as being under one ruler, and obey no other authority rather than the chief priest. Ptolemais and its confines I give as a present to the holy places in Jerusalem for the necessary expenses of the holy places. And I undertake to make a yearly grant of 15,000 silver shekels out of the royal revenues from appropriate places. And all the additional funds which the officials did not hand over as they had done in the first years, shall, from now on, be handed over for the services of the house. And the dues of 5,000 silver shekels, which used to be taken by the kings from the revenue of the holy place every year, shall be cancelled, since these funds belong to the priests who performed the services. And whoever takes refuge within the temple of Jerusalem, or within any of its boundaries, because of money he owes the king, or because of any other debt, shall be released and receive back all the goods which he possesses in my kingdom. And the cost of rebuilding and restoring the structures of the holy places shall be covered out of the royal revenue. And let the cost of building the walls of Jerusalem and fortifying it all around, and of building walls in Judah, be donated from the royal revenues.
Now when Jonathan and the people heard these words, they neither believed nor accepted them, because they remembered the great evil which Demetrius had done in Israel, and how excessively he had afflicted them. So they were well disposed toward Alexandros, because he had been the first to speak peaceable accounts to them, and they remained his allies all of his days. Then King Alexandros gathered together large forces and encamped opposite Demetrius. And the two kings engaged in a war. And when the camp of Alexandros fled, Demetrius drove him away and overpowered them. And he pressed the war until sunset, and Demetrius fell on that day. Then Alexandros sent elders to Ptolemaios, king of Egypt, in these words, saying,
"Since I have returned to my kingdom, and have taken my seat on the throne of my fathers, and have established my government by crushing Demetrius and gaining control of my country, for I met him in a battle, and he and his detachment were crushed by us, and we have recovered the throne of his kingdom. Now, therefore, let us establish a friendship with one another. And give me your daughter for my wife, and as your son-in-law, I will give both you and her gifts worthy of you."
So King Ptolemaios answered in these words, saying,
"Happy the day on which you returned to the land of your fathers and took your seat on their royal throne. I will do for you what you have written, but meet me in Ptolemais so that we may see each other, and I will become your father-in-law as you have proposed."
So Ptolemaios, together with his daughter, Cleopatra, set out from Egypt and came to Ptolemais in the year 162. And when King Alexandros came to meet him, Ptolemaios gave him his daughter Cleopatra in marriage. And their wedding was celebrated at Ptolemais with great glory, according to the custom of the kings. Then King Alexandros wrote to Jonathan, asking him to come and meet him. So Jonathan set out in glory to Ptolemais and met the two kings. And he gave them and their friends silver and gold and many gifts. And he found favor in their eyes. And some pestilent men from Israel, lawless men, gathered together against him to petition against him. But the king paid no attention to them. And he ordered Jonathan to be divested of his ordinary garments and to be clothed in purple. And so it was done. And the king seated him at his side. And he said to his chiefs,
"Go out with him to the center of the city and make a proclamation that no one is to bring charges against him on any grounds, and that no one is to be troublesome to him on any account."
And when his petitioners saw the honor paid to him in the proclamation, and the purple with which he was clothed, they all fled. And the king honored him by inscribing him among his chief friends and made him a general in a merry dark. So Jonathan returned to Jerusalem in peace and happiness. And in the year 165, Demetrius, son of Demetrius, came from Crete to the land of his fathers. And when King Alexandros heard about this, he was greatly troubled and returned to Antiochia. And Demetrius appointed Apollonios, who was over Cilicia, as commander. And Apollonios gathered together a large force and encamped at Yabna. Then he sent this message to Jonathan, the chief priest, saying,
"You are the only one who resists us. And because of you, I become a laughingstock and an object of reproach. Why are you displaying power against us in the mountains? If you have confidence in your forces, come down now to us in the plain, and let us test each other's strength there. The city forces are on my side. Inquire and learn who I am, and who the others are who are helping me. Men say that you cannot make a stand against us, because your fathers were twice put to flight in their own land. Now you too will be unable to withstand our cavalry and such a force as this in the plain, where there is not a stone or a pebble or a place to flee."
Now when Jonathan heard Apollonios' account, his mind was moved. And choosing 10,000 men, he set out from Jerusalem. And his brother Simon met him in order to help him. And he encamped near Yafo. But the men in the city shut him out, because Apollonios had a garrison there. And when the Judeans made war on it, the men of the city became fearful and opened the gates. And so Jonathan became lord of Yafo. And when Apollonios heard about this, he mustered 3,000 cavalry and a great force. Then he marched on Ashdod, as though he would be traversing the country. But at the same time, he advanced into the plain, because he had such a large number of cavalry, and one in which he put confidence. So Jonathan followed him to Ashdod, and they engaged in a war. But Apollonios had left 1,000 cavalry in hiding behind them. And when Jonathan learned that there was an ambush behind him, his camp was surrounded. And from morning until evening, they showered the people with arrows. But the people held their ground as Jonathan had commanded, and the enemy's horses grew weary. So when the cavalry were exhausted, Simon drew his force forward and engaged the phalanx, and they were crushed by him and fled. And the cavalry were scattered over the plain, and the enemy fled to Ashdod and sought to save themselves by entering Beth Dagon, their idol's shrine. And Jonathan burned and plundered Ashdod with its surrounding villages, and burn the Temple of Dagon with fire, along with those who had taken refuge within it. So those who fell by the saber, together with those who were burned alive, came to about 8,000 men. Then Jonathan left there and encamped against Ashkelon. And the citizens came out to meet him with great glory. Then Jonathan and his companions returned to Jerusalem, laden with much spoils. And when King Alexandros heard accounts about these things, he glorified Jonathan even more. And he sent him a gold buckle, as is usually given to kinsmen of the king. But he also gave him Ekron and everything within its borders as a possession.